Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent, and from Geneva, Switzerland, we hear from Father Anietti O'Curry, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Anietti's preaching today is entitled, That Person is Me.
A proclamation of the gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers, in trying to reflect on the scriptures, especially on the gospel, I often feel like I'm sounding like a broken record that keeps repeating the same thing over and over again and again. But then in my defense, I point to the scriptures as a trigger. The central message of the scriptures as reflected in today's gospel is also repeated over and over in different forms, namely, the centrality of loving God as the supreme value, which should translate into practical terms in loving neighbor and seeking the good of the other. Jesus repeatedly tells us that our worship of God, our spiritual life, and our quest for God should open our eyes and hearts to the person around us, created in the image of God, that on this hangs a wholesome spiritual and Christian life. When we truly grasp the full implication of that, when we truly understand that the person we are beholding is a reflection of me, a new world opens up. And what a beautiful world that is. Sisters and brothers, our love of God, our Christian life, our vocation to serve God revolves around this understanding and commitment. Jesus reminds us that there is no commandment greater than this. Think about it. In St. Luke's account of the same encounter, the lawyer proceeded to ask Jesus, who is my neighbor? Jesus answered the lawyer with the story of the Good Samaritan. Filled with deep insights, it opens up a new understanding that a neighbor is not just the person living next door or someone related to us, but a human person, even the ones that discriminate against us. We know that Jews did not like the Samaritans. They didn't think much about them. They segregated the Samaritans, treated them as inferior, and classified as not worshiping God in the correct manner. Yet, it was a Samaritan who saw in the wounded Jew a reflection of himself and reached out to help him. We know the story. A priest, Jewish, that to say, passed by and looked the other way. A Levite, another Jew, passed by and did not help. They were all focused on going to worship God in the temple to fulfill religious performances. Sisters and brothers, a major problem at the heart of a world turned upside down and wrecked with violence in many forms is our failure to see in each person an image of God and a reflection of ourselves. If we truly understand that the person I am beholding is me, it would be impossible to treat others as less than ourselves, make them feel inferior, objectify and treat them as disposable goods. It would be impossible to engage in human trafficking, subject people to slave labor and all kinds of exploitations, or commit all kinds of violence against other people, including innocent babies. It would be impossible to manufacture fake news to tarnish the reputation of another person. It would be impossible to do so because we could not do that to ourselves. Jesus commands us, treat others as you would want them to treat you. Pope Francis echoes this message of Jesus in his Lenten message, pointing out that our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are a single movement meant to open us up for self-emptying, so we can understand that the love of God and the love of neighbor are one, so that we can pause, like the Samaritan in the presence of a wounded sister or brother. Lord God, in this Lenten season, fill us with a self-emptying grace so we can pause and hear the cries of the oppressed and exploited in all its forms, so we can see ourselves reflected in the person we are beholding, so our love of you may truly be reflected in loving others and seeking their good as we seek for ourselves. Amen.